USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least two investigations are underway into the death of convicted sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein in a jail cell in New York City over the weekend. One of those investigations ordered by the U.S. Attorney General William Barr. White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway.
The Attorney General took action immediately when he learned of the death of Jeffrey Epstein. And
during her appearance on Fox News Sunday, Conway also responded to questions about President Trump's retweet of a conspiracy theory about the death of Epstein.
The president just wants everything to be investigated.
Epstein found dead in his jail cell at a federal lockup in Lower Manhattan of an apparent suicide. Five kids die when fire ravages a day care at 1 in the morning in Erie, Pennsylvania, Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A manhunt ends in Tennessee. Curtis Ray Watson was captured early yesterday morning in Henning after authorities received a tip to his whereabouts, and he ended up surrendering. He broke out of the state penitentiary last week and went on to assault and kill 64-year-old corrections administrator Deborah Johnson before escaping from her property on a tractor. The Tennessee Corrections Commissioner Tony Parker says about the victim,
Deborah Johnson was 38 years in this department. I had never met anyone that was more professional, more dedicated to the mission of the Tennessee Department of Corrections than Deborah Johnson.
The Missouri man who caused chaos at a Walmart in Springfield last week when he walked in heavily armed says he was testing to see if the retailer, quote, honored the Second Amendment. He's now facing charges of making a terrorist threat. It could land him up to 4 years in federal prison. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dozens of people are in custody after a protest at an Amazon store in New York's Manhattan. Protesters say the Sunday rally was part of a day of action as Jewish organizations across the nation had scheduled protests against ICE. The rally denouncing what the activists call Amazon's cooperation with ICE, claiming the tech giant hosts databases for software that helps officials find immigrants. The demonstration coming a day after 100 people were arrested at another ICE protest elsewhere in New York City. Women who claim to be victims of sexual abuse at the hands of deceased sex offender Jeffrey Epstein are planning to sue his estate now under a new law that takes effect this month, as lawyers for the women say they would like to sue under the Child Victims Act after Epstein's apparent suicide and federal lockup in Lower Manhattan over the weekend, which we told you about at the top of this news. The act takes effect on August 14th in New York and gives people a year to sue over allegations of sexual abuse, regardless of when the acts occurred. And a Chicago cop is under investigation after giving Hulk Hogan a ride in his patrol car. Yeah, his real name is Terry Bollea. And Hulk posting a video to Facebook Live recently showing him in the front seat of the car as he left O'Hare International. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.